Radio.
With all the problems and discomforts of old age, most of us want to stay young. Since time immemorial, humanity has been searching for the fountain of youth and the elixir of life. There is a natural longing to prolong life, hence the quest for immortality. In Roman and Greek mythology, there was ambrosia, the food of the gods, and nectar, the drink of the gods. This mythical food and drink assured immortality for the gods. Like the ancients, food for us is not just about nourishment and survival, but empowerment for life. Because of advances in science, nutrition is now enhanced with the development of genetically modified foods that have extra nutrients and other beneficial qualities, for example, disease resistance. At the same time, the market is flooded with a whole array of different superfoods that promise longevity, health, and happiness. We see slogans like "Eat this and you will live longer," or "You'll grow 3 to 4 inches taller," or "Drink this and you will be free from stress," and many others. When Jesus told the Israelites that he could give them food from heaven, they thought it was ambrosia or nectar, so they said, "Sir, give it to us." But when Jesus proclaimed that he was the bread from heaven, they were so disappointed. Because he created humanity and he himself assumed a human nature, he fully understood that the most fundamental needs of man is food. He did not promise to give some magical food which had been the longing of every man, but a heavenly food more real than the food and drink of the gods of old. So he said, "My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink." Humanity's longing was now fulfilled in their hearing. Food that had been meant only for gods and angels was suddenly real as it could be. Those who heard Jesus' bold proclamation heard the words of a fellow ordinary Jew like themselves. In their minds, they were probably thinking, "How can he talk like that? How can he give his flesh for us to eat and his blood for us to drink? He must be crazy. Is he out of his mind?" That's a very natural response for those who were not prepared to hear such novelty. They must have thought he was talking about cannibalism. On the contrary, Jesus was offering himself as the fountain of life. "As the living Father sends me, and I draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me," says Jesus. Humanity's quest for the fountain of youth and the elixir of life ended when Jesus offered himself as the bread of life. humanity's quest for immortality had been answered. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, said Jesus. At this moment, thousands of scientists around the world are busy in their laboratories, still searching for that mystical food and drink. Thanks to their labor, our lives may become lots easier and even longer. But nothing can extend our lives beyond the definitive time of our allocated existence. Something greater than the physical body will live on, because we are actually created immortal, unlike the Greek immortal gods who did not really live. We are immortal because we have souls that will never die. We are also immortal because we eat the food and drink the drink that only God can give us, His body and blood in the Eucharist.
Radio.org.au